Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, it's nice to see you all here this evening, and we continue. Tonight is the last night of our harvest theme, because next Monday will be the last Monday in the month, and we will do questions and answers. So tonight we're going to continue to talk about harvest, meaning bringing in what you want into your life, your heart's desires, making things manifest for you. There is no sense being in these classes if you can't make them work for you. This is more than just theory. There is a law out there. It's called the law of cause and effect. It's an immutable law of the universe. And what you put into that will come back to you. And that's what this whole thing is about. That's what metaphysics is about. Learning that you have control over your life and over your reality. This morning I had a telephone call from a metaphysician, talked for a while, and then the metaphysician said, well, of course, it's very difficult with all the stuff that's going on in the world. Now, a metaphysician may see what's going on in the world, but you have to know that what's going on in the world has no effect on you whatsoever. The only thing that ever has effect on you is what's going on inside of your own mind. What are you thinking about? Don't worry what the world is doing. And people say, well, the world is so bad, it's going to hell in a handbasket. It's doing this, that, and the other thing. The world has always been going to hell in a handbasket. You can look back to letters from ancient Rome and find out that they were saying, oh, this generation is the worst generation, it's falling apart, it will never work, this won't happen, da, 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 da. So you're always going to have the doomers and gloomers around. This world is not going to end. People are still waiting for the doomsday, whatever they call that thing that's supposed to be looming at us all the time. It hasn't done it in all these this time, so I doubt that it's going to do it. And if we really do believe in this thing called God, do you think God would create this beautiful planet, these wonderful human beings, and all this wonderful stuff that we have here, and then decide, well, it's time for it to blow that thing up? I don't think so. So there's more going on, and that's what you have to see. This whole thing of metaphysics is learning to look behind the curtain. Think of your life as a stage, and you're on the stage. You have to know that there's all kinds of things going on behind you that you cannot see. Anybody that's been on the stage realizes that there's stagehands back there. There are all kinds of people making this work. And that's what you have to know with your life, that there's a power behind you, that there's all this power behind you that can help you in life. That's what it's about. So it's seeing life for more than it really is. Or seeing life the way it really is, I should say. So when you hear somebody say, well, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, or that's just the way it is and all, you have to realize that that's complete race mind. When you hear somebody say, oh, we've always done it that way, that's race mind. All that. So in your life, if things aren't looking well, if you're not getting what you want, do not blame it on the outside world. There is nothing to blame anything on. There is nothing. People like to blame things on God. Well, God did that. God did this, that, and the other thing. God is always for you. God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. So you cannot make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, and then think that God is against you. You have to know that God and the universe are for you 100%. But this thing called the law and this thing called God can only do for you what it can do through you, meaning what it can do through your thinking. Through your thinking. I ran into this wonderful thing. It says, your beliefs create your reality, which we know. Beliefs are assumptions. That's all beliefs are. They're assumptions about the nature of reality. And because you create what you believe in, you will have many proofs that the reality operates the way you think it does. You see your life when you say, oh, it happens this way. This always happens to me that way. Of course it always happens to you that way, because that's your belief. You can change your belief. Once you change your belief, you change your reality. I told you about Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That was written many, many years ago. Can't remember exactly when now, but I'll say the 1930s. He interviewed all the rich people and came up with a formula of how to get rich. Well, people have read that. That book has been out. I forget how many millions of copies. And it's still selling, by the way. And where are all these millionaires? Everyone, if you read the book, you should be able to become a millionaire. What the book doesn't say, because it starts at a different level, it does not tell you that it has something to do with your belief. He interviewed Carnegie. He interviewed all these rich people who already had a belief in prosperity, a belief in abundance, and a belief in themselves. But that is never mentioned in the book, that you must have a belief in yourself. And what do we know? We have to know that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. We have to know those things in order to bring prosperity into us, to bring prosperity into us. When we're not getting what we want in life, it is because we're holding something back in our thinking. We're limiting our thinking in some way. And you can think anything you want. So choose to think abundance instead of scarcity. Choose to think abundance instead of scarcity. And you have to think abundance and prosperity all the time. You can't go back and forth. Remember, a house divided against itself will not stand. If you will one moment are going, oh, yes, I absolutely, everything is abundant, da-da-da-da-da, and the next moment say, well, I can't have this, I can't get that, this is scarce. That. Now you're back into scarcity. You have to stay in abundance all the time. Keep your focus on that. Keep your focus always on where you want to go and what you want to have. And don't allow the world or anybody else to talk you out of that. You have to hold that vision for yourself. But you have to start with the whole idea that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. So if you're not doing that for yourself, please do that for yourself. Forgive yourself for not doing it, and forgive all the people who you think caused you to be the way you are. Those people just made suggestions, and you picked those suggestions up when you were not strong enough to deflect them. So you thought, oh, well, they're my parents. They must know what they're talking about. Well, many times parents do not know what they're talking about, you see. So you have to forgive your parents right away, and because you can't take it personally that they've done it to anybody. They would have done it to anybody. You see, we can never take anything in life personal. People do it. They would have done it to anybody. But we think, oh, look, they hate us. They did it to us. No, and your parents did not pick you out and do that. That's the way they were brought up. That was their thinking. Now we're all old enough to learn to think for ourselves, to be able to see those things that our parents did and told us and get rid of them and say, geez, that doesn't belong to me. I didn't think that up. They thought that up and handed it to me, and I never bothered to really think about it. So learn to think for yourself. That's what this whole thing is about. This teaching does not teach you what to think. It teaches you how to think. We teach you how to think, how to use your mind, how to realize that you're an individual. Therefore, you think individually. We never came from the same backgrounds. We never had the same parents, so of course we're going to see things differently, and our realities are going to be different than other people's. But that's our reality, and if we don't like the way we're living, if we don't like who we are, we can change that. We can change anything about ourselves. And if you're not at the present moment into abundance and prosperity, learn to do that for yourself. Learn to do that. The world is not going to teach that. You have to know that, and you have to know what? Start with worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! I hope everyone's doing that every day, along with Wonderful Me and all the other affirmations. Affirmations absolutely work. I use them for years, and I know that they work, because we're trying to change that programming inside of us. And when you're doing an affirmation, remember, it has to do something for you, inside of you. You have to make it your own so that you feel something, because it's done with feelings. You manifest what you want in life with feelings, not with thought. We call this science of mind, but it should be science of feelings, because it's the feelings that are doing it. But we use our mind to get that feeling. Remember, feeling always follows thought. Feelings do not drop into you without you first thinking. But it happens sometimes so quickly that you think, oh, this feeling just came over me. But the feeling did not come over you. Now, if you're in that state where you think the feeling came over you and you don't like the feeling, what are you going to do? Not dwell in the feeling. You're going to change your mind and get out of the feeling. What most people do if they get sad or whatever they're doing, they stay in the feeling. And they say, how are you? Oh, I'm sad. Oh, I'm melancholy. Oh, I think like, oh, get over yourself. Change your mind. There's no sense to that. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your life feeling sorry for yourself, feeling sad for yourself. When you have a mind, you were given this wonderful instrument called a mind, which you can use, which you can use. And I think that is absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So remember, during this November, when we're doing harvest and so forth, now we're almost up to Thanksgiving, we have to sit in an attitude of thanksgiving. We have to be thankful for what we do have. When you're thankful for what you have, you will get more, because you're living in that idea of prosperity and abundance. And when you don't, when you're living in scarcity and in lack, you're saying to yourself, I don't have that. I need that. No, you have to know what you have right now is wonderful. And the more you do what you have, the more things come to you. I tell this to people all the time. You love yourself out of a job. You love yourself out of a job by loving yourself into the job. As soon as you love yourself into the job, somebody comes along and says, geez, you're such a wonderful worker. Here, we're moving you someplace else. Or somebody comes in and says, you know, I love the way you work. I love all this. I'm going to give you a job. I want you to come work for me in my company. So it's always done inside of us, what we're feeling. But people go to these jobs, they go to these different places with the poorest attitudes in the world. And then they want to know why they're not getting what they want from life. We have to learn to change our attitudes about things. We have to see everything as wonderful. We have to see everything as wonderful. Now, that doesn't mean that we deny that all that stuff is going on out there. We just don't get involved with it. We don't keep looking at it. We don't keep saying the world is this, that, and the other thing. What you see out there and what you hear on the news, which sounds absolutely incredible sometimes, all that stuff that they dredge up for the news, it's only 5% of what's going on in the world. It's only 5%. But we're inundated with it for so much that we think it's all that's going on in the world. All that's going on in the world. And yes, we hate to hear all these people being killed. But also during the day, look at all the babies that were born. You see, look at all the babies that were born. But we concentrate on all the dead people, instead of concentrating on that. So concentrate on the things that make you feel good. Concentrate on good news, not on bad news. How many people do you know that talk about bad news? Who talk about all the stuff that's going on out there? You don't want that in your consciousness. You don't need that. Why can't they tell you something good? I have people that call me from the East to tell me something bad. You know, I wouldn't spend my money to tell somebody something bad. I don't want to hear it. You want to hear something good. When you hear good news, don't you feel good? It does a completely different thing to your body. It does something to every cell in your body. This is what you have to realize. Your life is connected to everything, but it's certainly connected to your thinking. And if you're thinking bad news all the time, how are you going to keep going in life? You're going to be just downhill with all the bad news. And the people get upset over it. Oh, I just feel so bad about this. I feel so bad about that. People say, oh, I feel so bad about all these people that lost their homes in the fire and this, that, and the other thing. Well, I have compassion for them. Do I feel bad? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do not feel bad. For many different reasons. I refuse to feel bad. I'm absolutely want them all to be able to rebuild and be able to have insurance and be able to do all that. I'm not taking anything that away from them. But they're so upset because they say, I've lost everything. And I look at them, but you're here. You're still alive. You have a mind. And you can rebuild everything. And you can rebuild everything. And I don't blame that on God or the person who lit the fire or anything else. Things happen in life. It's how we respond to what's happening in life that counts. But people love to be sad. They love to talk about the tragedy and so forth. I didn't know any of the people in the fire. Even if I knew some of the people in the fire, I would extend my compassion to them. Or if they needed a place to stay, I would help them out there. But I wouldn't feel bad or I wouldn't feel sorry for them. Because what burned up was only material things. Was only material things. And we seem to cling to all of that. And why? Why do we want to cling to those things? The only thing that you're going to take with you from this plane of action is your consciousness. You can't take anything else with you. Another person also said to me today something about feeling suicidal and all this, that, and the other thing. And I said, I'd like to remind you, you know, that death will not improve you. Death does not improve people. People think, oh, once I die, I'll just live in bliss all the time. No, you won't live in bliss all the time if you haven't lived in bliss now. Bliss is inside of you. It's inside of your consciousness. It's seeing things differently. And if you don't get it this go-round, you're going to come back till you get it, to realize that. So think of those things. Use your mind. How many people here say, I have a wonderful mind. I have a wonderful mind. I like my mind. I hear so many people say, oh, I can't think. My mind's not good. This, that, and that. Why would you ever want to say your mind's not good? You know. I say thank you every time something happens. If I go out my door and all of a sudden my mind says, you forgot this, I say, oh, thank you very much for reminding me. Thank you very much for reminding me. I rely on my mind to do things for me. I don't hate my mind. And I ask it to do things. I ask it to solve problems. And it does this stuff for you. What do you think you have this mind for? To create your reality the way you want it. But learn to use your mind. Learn to use it correctly. Learn to see the good in everything. And at this time of year, when you're doing all this stuff, when you're trying to harvest now all the stuff that you've learned, trying to manifest things in your life, sit with this Thanksgiving day coming up called Thanksgiving and be thankful, but not thankful just for all the food and all the stuff that we get to eat and all that. Be thankful for the air, for the trees, the flowers, the sun, all the wonderful things that we have going for us here. You know, we have so many things going for us here. This is not a hostile world that we live in, meaning this planet is not hostile. No planet is hostile that produces flowers. And this planet produces flowers. And that's what we have to remember. and we have to see the flowers, and we have to be able to smell those flowers instead of thinking the whole place is going to hell in a handbasket. I am telling you, it is not. There is beauty out there. There are wonderful things out there. And that's what we have to be thankful for. If you want a hostile environment, if you want to think that your life really sucks, move to the moon. You know, try that on for size and then say, oh, there you have a, you know, you have something to gripe about. You have nothing to gripe about on this plane of action. This planet has everything that you need. Everything that you need to sustain yourself is on this planet. Everything. So start seeing that and start using it. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows rich by the use of his faculties, meaning by using your mind. Henry David Thoreau said, man was born to be successful. We're here to be successful. The world is not going to tell you that. But you came here complete. If you think that this planet is complete, then you came here to a complete planet, completely equipped yourself because you have a mind. You have a mind that can do things for you. It can figure things out. Now, some people don't want any problems. Well, that would be kind of boring, wouldn't it? You know, if you have a problem, you have to know, oh, my mind can figure that out. My mind can figure that out. People, oh, it's a problem. And throw up their hands. Look at a problem and say, oh, what a wonderful opportunity for me to use my mind. What a wonderful opportunity for me to be creative. You see? And then you feel good about yourself when you solve a problem. You wouldn't feel good about yourself if there were no problems, if life just didn't do anything. We need this. We need problems. We have to solve them. And we have a wonderful mind that can do that for us. But people have been taught, oh, your mind, you're not thinking correctly, or you don't think right, this, that, the other thing. I have a friend, a wonderful lady. I've been friends for 30 or 40 years. She was a very brilliant woman. In fact, she was one of those intellectual type people. She read everything that came up and down the pike. And she worked at Emory University. And when the person that she worked under was going to retire, she said to Fran, why didn't you apply for this job? I always thought you would take this job. Fran said, oh, I never thought I could do this job. Because her father, years ago, said to her, Fran, the trouble with you is you don't think. So she never thought she thought. She never thought she had a good mind. And she was brilliant. But that one comment from somebody changed, you see, her whole life changed because of that one comment. Even though she went to college and everything, her husband was vice president of Vassar University. So she was around intelligent people. She was around good people, intellectual people. She's still a wonderful person. But don't do that to yourself, and don't go to your grave thinking, oh, I can't think, or thinking something that somebody else handed you, instead of thinking for yourself and saying, listen, I am a wonderful human being, and I'm going to go to my grave completely spent. Completely spent. There's not going to be a song inside of me. I'm going to use it up. I'm going to do that. 95-year-old aunt of mine who recently made her transition when I went home, her favorite thing was, I would not wish my life away. And she didn't wish her life away. The man next door couldn't wait to retire. She said to him, well, I'd never wish my life away. I'd never live my life away. Why people want to rush to the next stage in life is beyond me. And we seem to want to do that. Oh, well, when I'm here, then this will be better. This will be better. It has to be good right now. It has to be good right now. A couple weeks ago, I gave you an affirmation. It was, I am successful. Are people still using that?
Yeah.
Every day you have to say to yourself, I am successful. And you have to live in that feeling. You have to live in that feeling. And if that day you can't come up with anything, you have to go back and remember when you were successful. And you have to get that feeling. And then you use that feeling again. Because life is not going to go from here to there to the top. It's going to go up and down, up and down. You see, there's an old saying, sometimes life is up, sometimes life is down, but life is always all around. And that's what we have to remember. Life is always all around. We have a wonderful opportunity here to get what we want. Why are we denying ourselves? Why are we not giving ourselves permission to have what we want? It has to be something in your mind. It cannot be any place else. When I said earlier, you can't blame the world, you can't blame God, and I don't want you to blame yourself, but I want you to look and say, ah, but I'm the only one that is doing this. So if it's not working, it is something in my thinking that's doing it. Is it a belief or something that I have, and I know I can change that. I know that I can change that. And then start to change and see the things you want. But if you want prosperity and abundance, you must start to see prosperity and abundance everywhere. You must see that for yourself and allow that to come into your life. But the world teaches scarcity, and it tells you, if I have it, you can't have it. And I'm here to say you can have all of it, and I can have all of it, because my good is my good and your good is your good. And we don't take that from each other, but we find our own good in life. And everyone that is on this plane of action, ever has been or will be, is given gifts. You don't come here without a gift of some sort. And the one of the gifts is the beautiful mind that you have. So you open that mind up and you allow yourself to think better thoughts about yourself. Better thoughts about yourself. Don't put yourself down. Hold yourself in the highest esteem and say, geez, I'm somebody. I am somebody. Never feel like you're nobody. Never feel less than. It's impossible to feel less than. Because there's no less than. Why is there no less than? Because everything is God. And there's only one. And that one is God. So there's no lesser. So you can't have anything less than you are. And we're all those individualized expressions of God. And we're all using the one mind. We're all using the mind of God. So we can learn to think God thoughts after it. And we can learn to raise our consciousness to think differently. And to forget that and not buy in to what the world tells you. This is your life. It's not your life. It's a story you're telling about your life. You see? Remember, wasn't This Is Your Life? Wasn't that a TV show years ago?
Yeah.
This Is Your Life, and then they tell you about your parents, they tell you about this, that, and the other thing. Well, that's all events that happened. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. You are not your job. You are not your money. You are not your family. You're an individualized expression of God. You have to realize that. Now, it's wonderful to have all those trappings that the world has. The family, all that is a wonderful thing. But you have to know who you are. And you have to know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. These are the things that will bring your life to where you want it to be. But we stop doing that to ourselves because people tell us something else, or we get discouraged, or we let our mind talk us into something. And we cannot allow our mind to talk us into things. How many people here realize now that they are not their mind? Yes. We're not our minds. You don't know that? You know that. You can watch your mind work, can't you? All right. Then you know it's not you. And you can control that mind. And you can learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. And you can do that. When you're playing tennis, do you practice in your mind? Do you see the ball and so forth? Yes. See, that's the way we use our minds. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift. And we're not taught to use it. We're not taught to use our mind in school. We're taught to absorb all this information that people give us that they think is important for us to know, you know, and all these dates and so forth. But that isn't education at all. To educate means to draw out. To draw out, not to pound in. And all we do is pound information into people. And we have to draw out what, how do you feel about them? How are you thinking about that? What do you think about something, you see? So, that means if people ask you, what do you think about something, that must mean that you matter or they wouldn't bother to ask you. Or they wouldn't bother to ask you. So right there you have to say, oh, well, I matter. So, yes, I have my opinion on this. It may not be the right one, but it's mine. And I don't have to hold on to it. I can allow it to go. You can allow your opinions, your viewpoints, your attitudes, and your beliefs to go. They are not yours. You have made them up. You see? So you can let them go and get new ones. Ones that you like about yourself. So that you can start living the life that you really want. And that, you know, we call this class abundance and prosperity, including money. But money is a side effect. Money is a side effect. Money is a side effect of knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. What happens with the world and with most teachings out there, they are always going for the side effect. Don't go for the side effect. People say to me, oh, you teach that positive thinking class. I do not teach a positive thinking class. You start to think positively as a side effect, as a byproduct of what I'm teaching. You see, it's the side effect, it's the byproducts that come from this teaching. Those are the things that you want. You want the money, but you don't go for the money. You go with the idea of changing your mind about yourself and about your thoughts on money. If money's not coming to you, it must be because you think that money's scarce. Now, money's not scarce, so you have to do that. Where was I? Was that today? Yes, earlier this morning, too. Well, it's a lovely day today. A lady said to me, huh, the economy's really bad. And she said, you know, next year it's going to get worse. I said, oh, really? She said, oh, yeah, the stock market's really going to go down. I said, well, that's wonderful because I don't have any money invested in the stock market. Thank you very much. During the period that people talk about, the Great Depression, the great stock market crash, and when people were jumping out windows and doing all that, more millionaires were born than ever before. But they never tell you that. William Randolph Hearst, who lived here in California and built the castle, employed people. He was making over $100,000 a day during the Depression by selling newspapers. And he spent that money and he employed people and people walked to there to find jobs and he kept that castle going. Everyone said, oh, what a spendthrift he was. He put people to work. He put people to work. I don't know if you, in Europe, if you remember Ludwig's castle, the one that's a Cinderella castle that's on the top of the mountain. They blamed him. Oh, the way he spends money, the way he builds his castle. He built that castle to employ his people, to keep them employed, you see. But there's always people with money. There's always work to be done. If the world economy crashes, there'll be something for you to do. There'll be something, and you'll do it because you'll use your mind. And the people who saw that made millions during that time. I think during the Depression, Milton Hershey, sold chocolate bars. Now that's one of the biggest chocolate companies in the world. Started with a push cart and a basket. And now it's a millionaire. Use your mind. It's a wonderful gift. And it has within it that idea to make you wealthy. Because we were not meant not to be wealthy. You see? You have to live in opulence. And you have to see opulence. And not be afraid of it. And not let your mind say, oh, well, they spent too much for that. And da-da-da. Even if I had the money, I wouldn't put it that way. That's not going to get you money. That's not going to get you money. Applaud those people and say, if they can do it, I can do it. You don't have to do it the same way. You don't have to do it with a nasty attitude like they may have. Who knows what they have? I don't know. Most of the rich people that I have known, and I've known quite a few rich people, have been the nicest people in the world and more than willing to give you the shirt right off their back. And that's how they became wealthy. When Henry Ford, before he had money, he always carried, I think it was silver dollars. He always carried silver dollars with him. And he tipped everyone with a silver dollar, even when he didn't have the money to do it. Even when he didn't have the money to do it. Because he knew that money was there. And he made a fortune from it. We get into scarcity. And we become stingy. And when you become stingy, you stop your flow of money. You cannot become stingy. It's as simple as that. You have to have that flow going all the time. And you can have that flow. And here is the wonderful time of year to do it. And with Thanksgiving coming up and all, sit and say to yourself, look at how many things I am grateful for. Look how many things I am thankful for. I get up in the morning and I am just absolutely delighted when I get in the hot shower and I say, oh, isn't this wonderful? I can take a hot shower. Tons of people cannot take a hot shower. That's a gift. That's a blessing. I'm thankful for that. But we have to be thankful for the little things. See, we take so many things for granted and we can't do that. We have to look at it differently and say, geez, isn't this wonderful that I have all this stuff? And the more you do that, the more you seem to get. It just works that way. Why? Because of this whole thing called the law of cause and effect. What you put out comes back to you. The other wonderful thing is what you think about, you bring about. So remember that your thinking is very important. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking that you're a success? Not, I will be a success, but I am a success. We have to live in the now, in this moment. We cannot wait for success. If you're waiting for success, you will never get it because you're waiting. You have to know I'm successful right here and right now. And get that feeling of being successful. Oh, boy, I'm successful. It'll work every time for you. Every time. So during this period of bringing in the harvest, which we started in November, now let's end the month with being thankful for everything that we have and bring in all the things that you've been waiting for and stop waiting for them. Give yourself permission to do those things. I brought some affirmations that I like. And though this one is a wonderful one. I give myself permission to have what I want. I give myself permission to have what I want. Many people never give themselves permission. My friend Betty was able, I stopped smoking years and years ago. I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day. I couldn't walk 2 blocks. And I decided I have to give this up. So I went to what was called 2 days plus 1 from the Lung Association. Thought it would never work. It worked perfectly. My friend Betty, I told her about it. And she said, well, let me think about this. She was a great thinker also. So she finally came up with the thing. She said, you know, I'm going to give myself permission to stop smoking. And as soon as she gave herself permission to stop smoking, she stopped smoking. And what happens with this, we never give ourselves permission. I want this, I want this, I want this. Well, then give yourself permission to have it. Don't wait for somebody else to give you it or to give you permission to have it. If it comes into your mind and you really want it, then give yourself permission to have it. And you will have it. But it's done by you, you see. That's the power that you have. That you can give yourself permission to have what you want. This one, of course, you know. Love getting there as much as being there. You see, we waste all our time. Years ago, it was 30-some, in fact, I decided it was time to smell the roses along the way instead of rushing and rushing here, there, and everywhere. You know, life is a process, and you must love the process that you're going through with life. And we think life is a destination, and we have to rush through this whole thing. Learn to love the process that you're going through. And you'll say, yes, but I'm going through this, and that one isn't. Why is that? Because that's what you need. That's the process that you need. Now, when you're going through that process and so forth, what are you going to remember? There's always somebody behind the scenes helping you. You're on the stage. There are people behind there. There are stagehands behind there. There are all kinds of things. You have to remember that. So, you're going to get help along the way. You're always going to get help along the way. My father just said to me, Dallas, God will never give you a burden you are not able to handle. Will never give you a burden you are not able to handle. And that's absolutely true, because my problems are my problems. They're not, you have a different problem, because you can handle that problem. I can't handle your problem, but I can handle my problem. And we have to remember that. It's a wonderful thing to remember. This one I absolutely love. I forgive myself, knowing that I did the best I knew how at the time. You see, our minds want to tell us that we have to punish ourselves for something that we did, say when we were in our 20s. Now, if you're punishing yourself for something you did in the 20s, that's sort of absolutely ridiculous, because that person no longer exists. So you're punishing something that no longer, or someone who no longer exists. You're not 20 years old anymore. What you did then, you did the very best you knew how to do at the time. If you'd have had more information, you'd have done it differently, but you didn't. So you used what you had at the time, and you made your very best decision. Now, you don't come back and punish yourself, because now you have more information and you become older and all. You don't go back and say, well, if I'd have known, I could have done this, that, the other thing. Don't do that to yourself. And always get rid of that word should, you know. We never use the word should. Do you know why we never use the word should? Because as soon as you use the word should, you've taken choice away. You should have done it this way. You say, I could have done it that way, but I chose to do it this way. And anyone who shoulds on you, tell them to stop shoulding on you. Because they're taking your choice away. You should have done that way. Well, what they're saying is, you should have done it my way, you say. But don't let people do that to you. You did it the way you did it, because you're an individualized expression of God, and the way you did it was correct for you. Was correct for you. I gave up that idea of trying to do things or tell people, oh, you should have done it this way, by watching everybody who ever has come to my house who says, let me help you put the dishes in the dishwasher. They put them in. Everyone puts them in differently from what I do. And I used to think, oh no, I want them done this way. Now I say, it doesn't matter. The dishes get done, don't they? Doesn't matter. They get done. But I don't say, oh, you should have put the glasses here and this there and that. No, because there are no shoulds in my life anymore. There are no shoulds in my life. If you have shoulds in your life, you have taken away your own freedom. You've taken away the freedom of choice. And all life boils down to choice. What are you choosing? What are you choosing? Your reality boils down to what you are choosing. I will read this card one more time. Your beliefs create your reality. This is an absolute must to remember, that it is your beliefs that is creating your reality, not my reality, but your reality. And if you want your reality to change, you have to change your belief. And you change your belief by changing your mind, okay? Beliefs are assumptions. Everyone thinks that a belief is absolutely made in stone. It's not. It's an assumption. You're assuming something. You're assuming something. You can assume anything you want. So why don't you assume what you want? Why don't you assume that you live in a world that absolutely supports you, that this universe supports you, that you have a good mind, that money is always freely circulating in your life, and that you always have a divine surplus? Those are the beliefs you want to do. Beliefs are assumptions about the nature of reality. Yes, your reality. And because you create what you believe in, you will have many proofs that reality operates the way you think it does. How many people say, my money never lasts to the end of the month? And they say it enough times that their money does not last to the end of the month. So what do you do? My affirmation is, all my bills are paid on or before time. All my bills are paid on or before time. And when it starts to look like that is not so, I sit down and remind myself that it is so, that I am creating my reality, and that I know that I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter, not only to myself, but I matter to this thing called God. So my bills have to be paid on or before time, that the money has to come to me from all channels. I never say my money comes from one channel. It comes from one source, which is God. But God has many channels to get it to me. So if somebody sends me money in the mail, I say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And this is the way you change your belief. This is the way you change your life, by changing your mind. So metaphysics just boils down to the idea of changing your belief about yourself. Once you change your belief about yourself, you start to change your belief about the world that you're living in, and you start to change your belief about the people around you. Then when you change your belief, the people around you change. New people come in to support that belief system. And once you do that, then you can start changing your mind about God. And you say, oh, well, now I see God completely differently. God doesn't punish. Oh, God does do. Oh, God is always with me. God is always here, you see. But it has to start with you and what you're thinking about yourself. What you're thinking about yourself, you're thinking about God. Aha. How about that one? There's only one mind. So if you're thinking, I'm not worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I don't matter, then you're saying that same thing about God. You see? The highest form of worship you can give God is to love yourself. Is to love yourself. You're a creation of God. A magnificent creation of God. And that's what you have to remember. So, keep good thoughts. Keep good news coming to you. And learn to change that thing about yourself. And when you do, it changes what you think about God. All men take their limits for the limits of the world. So the limits that I have build my world. The limits you have build your world. But we can get rid of those limits by realizing that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God, which is unlimited. It's unlimited. There's where all the possibilities come from. There's where all the possibilities come from. I said this a couple classes ago. This thing that we call God, we call it a living God. call the living God because it lives in the now. God isn't yesterday. God isn't tomorrow. God is right here, right now, in the now. Now, God does not, when God is creating, look back and say, oh, yesterday I did it this way, so I'll do it this way today. You see? So when you live in the now, you don't allow your mind to go back to yesterday. If you're going back to yesterday, you're going to repeat yesterday. So yesterday is going to become today. And today, it's all... So say I'm living in the now. I'm thinking absolutely now, and nothing is influencing me from my past. And then you'll get a different idea will come into your head. But we draw all our ideas from the past. We make all our conclusions from past things that happened. Now, here's one of the big ones in metaphysics. Belief creates experience. Experience does not create belief. But people see it work so fast that people think it's the experience that caused the belief. Your belief creates the experience. So it's always going to boil down to that. It's going to boil down to what are you thinking? And what are you thinking about yourself? So think the very best things you can about yourself. And do not allow your mind to talk you out of it. Do not allow your mind to talk you out of it. So, during this month, we talked about harvesting, bringing in now all the wonderful things that you want to manifest. During this week of Thanksgiving, look around and say how thankful you are. And see all the little things that you're really thankful for. And make that the not only the food and the big things, but all the little things to be thankful for. Thank God. Be thankful we have air. What would we do without air? You see, even though people complain that the air is so bad here in California, the air, I never mind the air in California for some reason. It seems to be perfect for me. That's what you have to remember, that it's perfect, that you do live in a perfect world. And this world is not going to hell in a handbasket. So don't believe the doomers and gloomers. Don't allow race mind to tell you what to think. You're the one who's creating your reality. You're the one that's creating your reality. Many times people go off to me and they tell me this, 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 and this, and how bad this is and that is. I look them right in the face and I say to them, well, thank God I don't live in your universe. That's their world, that's their universe. It is not mine, and I do not have to live in it. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.